When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There you go, Jan.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with Dave Murphy. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 35 years. And Murphy expertly services all makes and models. Call 426-AUTO to schedule your appointment or contact murphysautocare.com. And we are your dealership alternative. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome. A beautiful day we have here, looking out of the studios. Everybody's obviously out and about on the road. We sure hope you're tuned in live to Auto Talk with us today. And also, if you're a Facebook fan, jump onto Facebook. We are live. Go to Murphy's Auto Care. We'll click like and join the show. We're happy to answer questions that way also. Today is going to be a very quick show. Like I said, we've got one more UD football game today, so they're going to preempt us, but we're going to still do our very best to get your questions answered here on the radio show or else live on Facebook. So we'd love to hear you. Give us a call. You can reach us at 457-1290. And again, that number is 457-1290. And we are here. We want to talk about keeping you and your family's vehicles safe, very dependable, and saving you money while we're doing that through the process. So today, some of the things we hope we're going to get to is we really want to talk about briefly some safety recalls. I've got something kind of interesting about our furry friends that live outside that you want to be thinking about. But hopefully we can also chat a little bit about getting your vehicles ready for winter driving. We know that's coming. It's just around the corner. And we'll kick those ideas around along with whatever you want to talk about today. So be sure to give us a call at 457-1290 or tune in to us live on Facebook and like us. So
we'll be answering questions today either way. That number again is 457-1290. And if you've got a light on your dash, a noise or vibration, especially this time of year, is your defroster working? Is your heater keeping you warm? Are you thinking about buying or selling? We're happy to talk to you about that. And if you're looking for one of the best repair shops in your area, stay tuned for that and more. We're happy to give you some advice on how to find a good quality repair shop in your area.
That's right.
The number again is 457-1290. So, Dave, while we are preparing for our callers today, why don't we talk a minute about the safety recalls?
Yeah, why don't we do that real quickly? You know, this is something that just never ceases to amaze me. The number of new vehicles out there that are now being recalled. And when I say new vehicles, we're talking about vehicles that are less than 3 years old. BMW's just issued another recall for, a different Takata airbag issue. It's not a lot of vehicles, and it only affects some SUVs. It's the X3 model and the X4 SUVs and X5s, but there's only about 4,000, but hopefully BMW has reached out to you if you own one of those vehicles. In addition to that, Volvo is recalling about 45,000 vehicles also for airbag problems. So this has really turned into just a monumental issue. Subaru, great car manufacturer, is going to recall about 595,000 cars. They are 2010 through 2014 models. They got a wiper motor problem that can actually, due to an inoperative park position on it, and I'm talking about the park position for the wiper motor and the wiper transmission, can generate a lot of heat and cause the thing to catch on fire. So hopefully that's not one of your cars. And then last but not least, Ford is still struggling with latch problems, door problems, and the big one I got to share with everybody is now the F-150, which is now, there's some investigation about a total loss of brakes on the last 3 years of F-150s. It's just in the beginning stage. But there's you know, when you lose your brakes, that's not a good thing. And the folks that have already complained to Ford about it have said there was a total loss. They had no brake pedal. Ford is being very responsive, as all of these manufacturers are, and I really applaud them because these, again, are all safety issues and very concerning. But I have to say, it poses the question, at least in my mind, even if I was thinking about buying a new vehicle right now, because this is almost a historical level of recalls when in regards to safety. Maybe keeping your old car is not such a bad idea, and putting a little bit of money into it, because at least you know what you got, and you probably don't have the recall issues on it. Just food for thought. I don't know, Jan, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's a good idea. You know, spending a lot of money on a new car only to find out after the fact that it has some major recall issues and could be unsafe, that's going to take your time involved taking it back in, getting it taken care of. Hopefully it's taken care of right the first time, and there's just a lot of unknowns, and like you said, this is unprecedented, the amount of recalls that some of these new vehicles have. It's just unbelievable. So it may be a good idea to just pause, hold off a little bit, have that current vehicle checked out thoroughly, and you know, just it saves you money in the long run, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, we're also on the forefront of an incredible technology change in all vehicles, in everything that consumers buy and use, but especially in our automobile. As we move closer and closer towards the autonomous vehicle, the technology is incredible. I love technology. I just eat it up. But when I look at, you know, the safety of the folks that are riding those cars and these issues that are occurring, it really, for me, makes me stop and think about it. So just wanted to kick it out there. If you got an opinion on it, please give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you about that. We are going to go to the lines right now. We're going to talk to Pat. Pat, how are you today? Hello, Pat. We're going to try that one more time. We're going to click. There we go. Pat, are you with us? Hello, Pat.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, I can. Can you hear us?
Oh. Yes, I can hear you. I turned my radio off.
All right. Thanks for joining the show. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have an 03 Trailblazer, and like I was telling the other guy, all the dashboards and my gauges in the dashboard, nothing is reading. This happened once before.
Okay.
And they told me at the time that I needed a new battery, which they put the new battery in, and it started working.
Okay.
It happened again here in less than a year from that last time.
Okay.
And I, of course, had to replace the battery again because they said that's what it was, and then it did not take care of it.
Gotcha.
And they told me I needed to go to the dealer to have something reset, but from calling around, different people are telling me different things, and they all sound very expensive. So I would really love to know what your suggestions are.
I'd be glad to answer your question, Pat. I'll tell you what, this is a very common problem. And just to repeat that, Jan, can you repeat what vehicle Pat has?
It's an 03 Trailblazer with the lighting issue.
Okay, so, and I'm repeating this for all of you that are following us today on Facebook. We're talking about an 03 Trailblazer that Pat has out there that is having a dash gauge lights or gauges that aren't working at all, and it is a common problem. The battery obviously is not it. It is an electrical problem. Typically, the dash cluster itself is at fault, or the processor for it, Pat. Is it expensive? I guess it just depends on what your level of expensive is, but you're probably going to be spending anywhere between $400 to $600 to repair it, if in fact that is it. There are some other things, just poor connections that can cause it behind the dash where it plugs in, but typically that's what's going on. So it's either a poor connection, or we're going to find that the dash cluster itself has failed, and it is repairable. So I hope that answers your question, Pat. We do appreciate that, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
That was a good question.
Very good question. Very, very good question. So let's go real quick. Let's take another question. We're going to go out to, wow, this is interesting. Looks like we're going to go to Bob. Bob, are you there with us today?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thanks for holding on. Thanks for being on the show. What kind of vehicle and issue are you having?
I've got an 04 GMC pickup truck, and I have a total cluster failure.
Wow, this is...
Everybody tells me it's going to be $250 to $300 for a new cluster, and then I got to spend another $250 for calibrating it to my computer.
Well, that is the most likely cause, Bob. It is really interesting that we have actually, and again, I'm going to repeat that. You have an 04, you said, GMC or Chevrolet? Right. A GM vehicle.
Either or.
Yeah.
With 5.3.
Failed cluster, 5.3. I don't know if you were listening to the previous caller, but Pat also is.
I was.
So, again, a cluster issue. But what's going on here is most likely what has been advised to you. We have ran into this, though, where it is actually just a connection issue. But I will say there's a very high failure rate of those clusters. So I am curious with this cluster. Is it the lighting isn't working, or is it just the gauges aren't operating?
Dash lights were fine. I've got turn signals. I've got idiot lights. Okay. I have no RPM speedometer or any of the other four gauges.
Gotcha.
It started out as an oil not working.
Okay.
And then it went to... temperature not working.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Rob, I'm just going to repeat this real quick. We're live on Facebook also, and those folks actually can't hear your call, so I'm going to repeat it. But what's going on with Rob's vehicle is that it started off with an oil pressure gauge that didn't operate. He does have the lights functioning on the cluster, but then it started just kind of randomly going through the rest of the gauges. Now, on these gauges, they actually do have now, each one of those gauges has a little motor on the back of it, and so it can be rebuilt. There are rebuilt kits for them. We have done that in our shop, and that can prevent having to reprogram the dash cluster itself. So that can be possibly a viable repair for it, assuming all of the other lights are working. But it does need to be diagnosed properly and checked. And I would say, Rob, or Bob, you're still probably going to be in that, if it can be repaired, you're still going to be in that $300 to $400 range. So I hope that helps you out.
I've looked the little motors up online. They're quite that expensive. I'm a little familiar with soldering and desoldering and things like that. Nature.
Yep, then you should handle that yourself. So I would attempt.
What I was told, there was another major component that's bad.
Well, has someone diagnosed the vehicle?
Rather than throw away old money or good money on putting the new motors and time put in,
gotcha.
Is it better off for me just to replace the cluster?
Well, I think that yes, eventually that's probably the best way to go. We've done that repair for other folks in an effort basically to just save some money, and we've been successful. But there are certainly situations where, hey, if you just want to cut to the chase, you know, spend the money and get this over with, then yeah, just get a rebuilt unit and have it typically they'll come reprogrammed. It's not that big a deal. So different manufacturers. But hey, great call, especially right on the heels of that other call. We really appreciate it, and let us know how it turns out for you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend.
That was a really interesting call.
That's quite funny.
Unusual to have both of those issues back to back.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about real briefly was our furry friends and how they affect electrical issues in our cars and what to be looking out for. We're going to touch on that when we come back from our break. But hey, I just want to say thanks to Pat and to Bob, because those are really common failures on these vehicles. They are very repairable. And, you know, you don't want to drive around without your dash lights or without your dash lights and your gauges operating.
So that's a really good advice, Dave. And real quick, like you said, before we go to a break, I think we're going to talk about those furry friends when we come back. Meanwhile, I wanted to thank our sponsors today, BG Automotive Products. We are really using a lot of those in our shop every single day. They are good quality products. We can service your car with that. Also, KOI Auto Parts, several locations in town. KOI helps us offer our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty at Murphy's Auto Care. And California Custom Sounds. They have 3 locations, Beaver Creek, West Carrollton, and Stereo in Dash on North Dixie. So thank you very much to our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without them, and we do appreciate their service.
Absolutely. We so appreciate our sponsors, which is Murphy's Auto Care, BG Products, KOI Parts, as well as
California Custom Sound.
They are amazing. So hey, folks, we're going to run to a break real quick. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 through 2016. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
I worked hard my whole life.
I deserve more than basic Medicare.
I get more with CareSource.
Medicare Advantage from CareSource offers comprehensive coverage that delivers more than basic Medicare.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
To learn more about CareSource Medicare Advantage plan options, visit CareSource.com/Medicare. Hurry, enroll now through December 7th.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact a plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits change on January 1st of each year.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Retirement Rescue Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options for this life-changing decision. Tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. for Retirement Rescue on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
Vehicles that are recreational with savings that are sensational at Tom's Toys Fall Clearance Sale going on now. Go to www.tomstoys.net and check out their inventory. Then come to 925 Upper Valley Pike Springfield or 2445 Columbus Lancaster Road, Lancaster. Save thousands on closeout 2016 travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, park models, and retro models. Several units under 3,000 pounds. Get a sway bar kit, hoses, and a TV free with new vehicle purchase. Ask about no payments until 2017. The best deals now on RVs, just in time for snowbird traveling at Tom's Toys in Springfield and Lancaster. Check them out at tomstoys.net. Why wait till next year when you can save thousands this year on Tom's Toys' amazing selection of RVs by Dutchman, Denali, Voltage, Aspen Trail, Kodiak, and Aerolite. There's an RV just right for you. Get a sway bar kit, hoses, and TV free with new vehicle purchase. Tom's Toys Fall Clearance Sale. You'll be surprised how much RV you can get for years of traveling and camping fun.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen with two recommendations for you. Make the switch to MyPillow, and then also make sure you buy a reliable alarm clock. When you make the switch to MyPillow, you're going to fall asleep faster, and you're going to stay asleep. You're going to be in a deep, recuperative sleep that is going to take a good alarm clock to wake you out of to start your day. I know, I've been using MyPillow for over a year, and boy, that alarm sometimes wakes me out of a deep slumber. Sometimes it's almost frightening, but I'm getting that deep, recuperative sleep that I need. need. You can too by calling MyPillow today at 1-800-320-1481. That's 800-320-1481. Ask for the radio listener special for the price of one regular MyPillow Classic. You get two classics and two go-anywhere pillows, but you have to ask for the radio listener special and use the promo code WHIO. You can order online, MyPillow.com. Scroll down to the radio listener special tab. Again, use the promo code WHIO. And all MyPillow purchases now through Christmas, you're going to get a money-back guarantee until March of next year.
Sunny skies, a light breeze at times, and highs climb through the 40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk, and we are live today having a blast on the radio with you and all of you that are riding along, as well as all of our friends and family out there in Facebook land that are following us. And we just gotta say a big hi out to our friends Robin and Mick Kraft and Jeff out at Toma Body Shop, an amazing body shop. It's who we've referred to for years ever since we've been in business. They're right on actually McOil Street, right off of Route 35 in Dayton. And Robin, we can't say how much we enjoy having you with us today, so stick around. And in case anybody calls and asks about where's the best place to get their car repaired when it comes to collision, we're going to make sure we let them know it's Toma Body Shop here in Dayton. So
meanwhile, happy Saturday. Yeah. And before we jump back to the phones, we're going to talk a little bit about our furry friends what they do to us this time of year.
Absolutely. So, you know, you got to think about this. I'm sure we all love our dogs. We love our cats. We have pets. And even if we don't have pets, some of us tend to keep their food and supplies in our garage. So you want to make sure that it's very well sealed and secured in plastic containers, because otherwise, when you open your garage door in the morning and you decide to go to work, guess what? You just opened the golden corral for all the squirrels, all the chipmunks, all of our little buddies in the woods out there that are deciding to come on in and have a little party while you're at work. You come back home, they're all nice and full, but wow, your car now is Motel 6. So they jump up under the hood, this thing's nice and warm, and then the next thing they do, they start to eat the wiring underneath your hood. One of the best ways to find out if that's happening is to make sure you get your car in for a winter pre-check and take it in and specifically ask your service provider, hey, will you please check the wiring harnesses on my car? Because now the wiring harnesses have, well, actually for the last 15 years or so, they've been made out of soybean-based materials. So rodents love soybeans. They'll eat them like crazy, and it causes a lot of damage.
So the rodents are attracted to the soybean coating on the wiring. Isn't that special?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're trying to reduce our carbon footprint.
Yeah, but a lot of people have to park their cars outside, or even if they have a garage, maybe the garage is full of Christmas gifts, and they still have to park outside or go to their nephew's house or wherever they have to go. But it is something you better keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
And rodents can do a lot of damage really quick.
We see so much electrical damage, especially as we move into this time of the year. And I just want to remind people, hey, the best thing to do is just make sure all of those feed and supplies, just look around your garage. Anything that's attractive to a rodent, you better put away. You better put it in a sealed container.
Anything edible.
Protect your car.
Right.
So absolutely.
So what else is the winterization? If people bring their car in, they want to have it looked at, they're due for an oil change or a flush service, or they just want to check out.
Absolutely. And you know,
what's that involve?
I'll hit the top five things. We're going to check the tires. They need to be checked. You need to check tread depth. You need to check condition. You need to check the battery on your vehicle, the antifreeze in your vehicle, all the fluids, the wiper blades. These are just some of the basics, of course. But now's the time of year to get your car and get that checked. At Murphy's Auto Care, we've got a couple of really good money-saving specials going on. Just check us out online. Ask us a question there. We're happy to answer it for you. Or just go to Murphy's Auto Care. Give us a call at 426-AUTO anytime. Hey, we're going to wrap it up.
Next
today.
Saturday at 12, join us live on WHIO, AM 1290, News 95.7, and have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.